choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, God's saying to us that it is important that not only that He gives us a word that can create things in our life, but it's important that He just gives us a word. That we have a word over our life. Because if you ever have a word from God and you know it can create something one time, then you know it can create something a second time and a third time and a fourth time. Because the word becomes alive in us. So the word is not, the important thing is not that the word came to create. The important thing is that you got a word, that you have a promise to stand on, that you don't have to give in to loss, that you can make it through. It's the fact that God has put a word over your life that matters in life. So even when it looks like there's been total loss, you still got a word. I mean, anytime that God speaks, watch this, the word has within itself the power of its own fulfillment. You ain't even got to fulfill the word. God put the word in you, he's going to fulfill it. That's the promise of God. So God doesn't need any props to come along and accomplish what he's already promised you. He just needs people to be in faith for the promise. What he needs is a willing vessel. He needs somebody that'll listen and obey with whatever's left, whatever faith they got, to be able to latch onto it by faith. And I'm telling you this morning, if you can do that, he can create something out of nothing in your life. So we recognize he's the God of what I have. He's the God of what I've lost, and he's the God of what's left in my life. See, the Bible says he's Lord of all. He's Lord of all. He's not just the Lord of the good things. He's Lord over all. He's the Lord over every difficult situation in your life. He's the Lord over everything that you can't understand. He's the Lord over everything that you can't figure out. He's the Lord over everything that takes a turn for the worse. He's the Lord over the chaos that you seem to find yourself in. And when confusion seems to rule and reign in your life through the week, can I just tell you, he's still Lord. Don't miss this. Because there are some people that their reality is just an illusion. They live in an illusion. And you're looking at something like a mirage. And you're thinking, man, if I can just get through the middle of this desert in my life and I can find a watering hole somewhere, then I'll be all right. If I can just get to where I can get a little bit of water. Because I don't really know how I can keep going. Well, listen, let me tell you how to keep going. Let me be a lifeline to you today, this morning. It doesn't matter what you have been through in your life. How many of you know it doesn't matter what has walked away from you in your life, what problems you have had in your family, even if your kids won't speak to you, even if they've walked away from you, even if they quit on you. Can I just tell you this morning, he is the God of what's left. He's still God. The story of Job is a pretty cool story because God is in this story. God is bragging on Job. He's like, check my boy out. Check out Job. I mean, it was pretty powerful when God starts bragging on you. When God looks down from heaven and goes, yeah, that's my boy. Look at that girl right there. That's my girl. Look at her. She's perfect. The Bible says in Job chapter 1, verse 8 through 12. You can go ahead and turn there this morning. We'll get it up there behind me. You know, most theologians believe that the book of Job, and I learned this when I was studying, when I was in school, that Job was actually the earliest manuscript ever written in the Bible. It doesn't have the earliest history written in the Bible, but the earliest manuscript written in the Bible. It's one of the earliest accounts of God dealing with mankind that was put in print. And the book of Job begins with this. God said there was no man on the face of the earth like Job. He was blameless. He was upright. He had integrity of heart. And it said that one day Satan would come by the throne of God with the sons of man. And when Satan came by, God looked at Satan and he asked Satan a question. He said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? What about Job? Have you ever met Job? And Satan immediately says, well, of course I've considered Job. Everybody knows who Job is. You've blessed his socks off. He's the richest dude in the world. Everybody knows who Job is. You blessed him so much. And then Satan said to God, but let me just tell you this to you, God. The only reason he serves you the way he serves you is because you've been so good to him. It's because of the blessing in life. If you remove that hedge and quit being so good to him, you'll find out that Job won't serve you the way he's been serving you. And God said, all right, you can touch what he has, but you can't touch him. You can touch what he has, but you can't touch him. And he, watch this. He let down one hedge. And he raised up another one. And he said, you can touch his stuff, but you can't touch him. Then we get over in Job chapter 2, and the enemy comes by again. And God, once again, begins to brag on Job. I told you, Satan, look how he's doing. He's doing good. He's still serving me. Listen to this. When Job lost his stuff, here's what he said. Now listen, his perception was out of his own experience. Job, everyone perceives things from their own perspective. The key to living in the kingdom is seeing things from God's perspective, right? So Job is telling things from his own experience. He's not necessarily telling the truth. Now hold on a minute. Don't go crazy on me. You need to get this morning. This is important for us. Everything in the Bible is truly stated. But not everything in the Bible is truth. I think I lost half of you right there. It's okay. Everything in the Bible is truly stated, but not everything in the Bible is truth. Because Job, from his own worldview, believed that God took it away from him. How many know it wasn't God that took it away from him? Which, by the way, is what Satan wanted Job to believe about God, because he was trying to turn Job against God. And his response was, is when he thought that God took everything away from him, Job's response was, "As naked I came into this world, naked shall I leave. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." But the reality is God didn't take it. Satan took it. I mean, we've built songs on that verse. We've made doctrine out of that. We've built theology out of that verse. But the truth is God didn't take it away. The enemy took it away. It's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God ain't stealing, and he ain't killing, and he ain't destroying. So hold on. I'm going somewhere. Stay up with me. We need to recognize this morning that if loss comes into our life, God is the God who adds. He is not the God who subtracts. He is not the God who takes away. He's not the God that minuses things out of our life. He's always adding to our faith. He's always building us up. He's always increasing from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from strength to strength. Because when you and I come under attack from the enemy, and God has allowed that one hedge to go down, another hedge begins to come up. There's always something for us to attach our faith to. There's always going to be a limit on what the enemy can do against your life, because you have the promise of the Word of God in your life. Amen. So we get to the second chapter, and Satan comes by again, and God says to him, "Have you considered my servant Job? He's a pretty cool dude. He's got it together. He's tough. He done lost all his stuff, and he's still praising me. He's really one of my kids. He's really got it together." And Satan said, "Yeah, well, you kept a hedge up around him, God. You kept him from me. If you'll let me touch him skin for skin, he'll curse you to your face and he'll stop serving you." And God said, "Okay." But then he raised up another hedge. "Okay, but you can't kill him." Somebody say, "You can't kill him." "Okay, but you can't kill him." And the Bible says all of a sudden Job's body was stricken with boils and infection, and he began to come under physical attack. Things began to happen that he couldn't understand. He was in a situation. He couldn't wrap his mind around it. He couldn't get a hold of it. And here's what God said about him. God said this about Job. He said he was blameless. He was pure in heart. He had integrity. But all of a sudden he's living with this attack in his life that not only took his business, took his family, took all of his money, took his wealth. Now it's trying to kill him and take his health. It's trying to wipe him out. And his wife comes to him and says, "You know what, Job? You ought to just give up on all this God stuff. Look what it's done for you. It ain't done nothing for you. You ought to just throw in the towel and you ought to just give up, because that God you keep talking about, he ain't nowhere to be found in your life. Look at the mess you found yourself in." And Job looked back at her and he said, "You speak like a foolish woman. You speak like somebody don't understand the God that I serve, because when all this is gone, I still have something left." And listen to me, you need to understand this morning. He is the God of what is left in my life. Come on, somebody shout, "He's the God of what's left."
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Fill my cup on the
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize this morning that you might have come under attack, severe attack in your life. You may feel abandoned. You may feel like all hell's broke loose in your life. You might feel like it's the end of your family. You lost your mortgage, lost your house, lost. You might be confused about the place that you find yourself in this morning. But there is still a hedge that is being lifted up around you. And in the name of Jesus, he is watching over you. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. He's got your back in the midst of your mess. Oh, hallelujah. There's a bloodline that flows from the cross that the devil cannot cross over. He can't touch you. He is the God of what's left, and he is still present today. There's people all over this room this morning. You sitting here this morning and say, well, I didn't know it would be like this at this point in my life. I didn't know I'd be in this physical condition at this point in my life. I didn't know I'd be divorced. I didn't know my kids wouldn't pick up the phone and call me and talk to me when they were adults. I didn't know I would have this kind of broken relationship. I didn't know I would be dealing with this kind of rejection in my life. I thought if I just loved God and I just served God, then everything would be all right. I want to tell you something this morning. When it is all gone and it looks like everybody has left your life, you still have a God of what's left. Praise the Lord. Am I doing all right? I'm going to give you two things. With everything you've lost, there's still something left. With everything that you've lost, there is still something left. You know, at times it's difficult to understand life, and it's hard to see how an active God fits in with some of the things that we walk through in this journey. Sometimes we feel totally abandoned by God. We don't understand it, and we don't understand the hurt. And that's really why Isaiah comes along and he says this. He says, his ways are beyond our ways. His knowledge and his perception is so deep beyond what we can comprehend. His thoughts are beyond our thoughts. We struggle to find out and we struggle to discern his ways when we don't have all the information that we need. See, really, it's a lack of information. And the problem is we spend the majority of our life thinking we know it all. And what we know usually tends to get us in a lot of trouble. I mean, left to your own resources, you are a mess. See, when the Lord said, when Job said that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord, he just didn't have all the information. He didn't really have a full understanding about what was going on in his life. He didn't know that the trial. He didn't know that the trial, somebody needs to get this. He didn't know that the trial that was going on in his life was because God trusted him. Not because he failed God. See, we've built up this theology in the church today where that if you've had a trial in your life, it's because somewhere you've failed. It's because somewhere you didn't do right or you didn't behave right or you must have messed up and you're being punished for some kind of a sin that you committed or you were just a little bit too disobedient. But the reality is this morning, his trial was because God trusted him. God had a trust in him, and because God believed in him, that he allowed himself to be put through a testing that he could prove that God was who he said he was. Listen, listen, listen. God knows everything. There's nothing lost on God. He knew Job was going to make it. The only one that didn't know Job was going to make it was Satan, the liar and deceiver, and Job. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking for some people on the Treasure Coast of Florida that when the sun ain't shining and the rain is dancing on your roof and you can't get outside, that they will declare they serve a God of what's left. It doesn't matter come hell or high water. It doesn't matter what they say, what anybody talks about you. It doesn't matter who walks away from you. We serve a God of what's left. You are blessed. You are chosen. You are anointed. You are the apple of his eye. You are God's redeemed, and he hasn't given up on you. Praise the Lord. Oh, I feel like running. Hallelujah. Listen, there comes a time in your life that you got to recognize that when the enemy came looking for you, the Bible says this concerning Peter, Satan sought from the Lord to sift Peter like wheat. And God had enough of belief in Peter that he trusted Peter. God believes in you. God believes in you this morning. Jesus told Peter, he said, Satan's about to sift you as wheat. And then he didn't look at Peter and he said, I bind up the devil. I cast the devil off of you, Peter. That's not what he said to him. He said, no, Peter. I pray that your faith will not fail. He believed in Peter. He trusted Peter. He believed in Job. He believed in the people that were walking through the trials of their life. And I came to announce to somebody this morning that your Father in heaven believes in you. He trusts you. He's counting on you. He's depending on you. He's got faith in you this morning. That's good news for somebody. Listen to me. He's not disappointed with you. He's not all upset about your failures. He's not all upset about the decisions that you made in an emotional state of mind. He's right there cleansing, forgiving, and blessing. And he's never disappointed. He's a God that does not get disappointed. He believes in you. Somebody slap somebody high five and say, he believes in me. He's the God of what's left. Say, Pastor, is that in the Bible anywhere else? Sure it is. It's all through the Bible. Moses lost his prestigious position at the palace. He lost his sonship in the house of Pharaoh. And he had to live as a fugitive and a murderer on the run from justice. And in the middle of the desert by a burning bush, he said, God, I ain't got nothing to face Pharaoh. And God said, what you got in your hand? He said, all I got here is this sheep herder's rod. And God said, what you got left is enough for me to do what I need to do in your life, because I'm the God of what's left. Listen to me. Somebody needs to hear this morning. If it left your life, if it walked away from your life, it was never meant to be a part of your destiny. Oh yeah, let it just kind of filter down in there. You'll feel good about it in a minute. It wasn't necessary for your destiny because he's the God of what's left. So we need to recognize God is still able to perform the promise over your life. He's still able to bring you to the place of significance that he ordained for your life. He's the God of what's left. And he'll take and use what's left and turn it into something beautiful if you'll just get in faith and allow him to do it. Do you realize that when Abraham went on a journey with Lot, do you know what the difference was between Abraham and Lot? Abraham walked with God. Lot walked with Abraham. No, you didn't hear me. Abraham walked with God. Lot walked with Abraham. Elisha walked with God. Gehazi walked with Elisha. That's the reason why Gehazi couldn't see the chariots and the 10,000s and thousands of angels around the mountains until Elisha told him to look into the spirit. Elisha saw it because he walked with God. And when God came to Abraham and Lot, and he told them, he said, Abraham came to Lot, and he said, Lot, choose which land you want. Lot took the best land. He took the choice land. The good ground, the fertile ground, and the geographical area that had the major trade ports, the major cities. And Abraham got what was left. And God said, that's all right, I'm the God of what's left. And God blessed him and blessed him. And he had more cattle and more camels and more sheep. Oh, come on, are you hearing me this morning? I said, he's the God of what's left. How many know God can take what's left and turn it into something that's more than enough in your life? Amen. See, some of you just been living on barely enough and just enough and good enough. But I'm talking about a God that wants to do something more than enough in your life with what you got left. Joseph lost his coat of many colors. He lost the love of his brothers. He lost his father. And he lost his position in the house of Potiphar. And he ends up in a prison cell. But he still had his gift. And in a prison cell, when you still got your gift to interpret dreams, you can interpret some dreams and they'll take you to the place where God's got you. He kept what was left and used it.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.